We are learning Maseches Subos, Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis at the end of a line. Tani Shila, Sholish Midos Benaira. There are three levels in regards to the Misa of a Naira Marasa. That means a Naira who is had a Kedushin and she's Mezana. There's three different halachas. Bola Eidem Veis Chamia, Shizin Veis Avia. If the case was that she made a nesuin with her husband, and then Adam came and said that she was mezana while she had kedushin. So the halacha is soiklan arisa, she gets skila because she was mezana while she was a naira hamara. So while she was a arusa, therefore she gets skila. And the place where they give her skila is al pesach beis avia. Kolayma ra'u gidulim shegidaltam. Look at the father brought her up like this. She was mezana in her father's house while she was arusa, and we're blaming the father a little bit. Look, from this house she came out and she did this nevala. And it's only that from Pesukim, Bo'la Edom Vesavia. If the Edom came before the Nesu'in, Edom came and said that while she was Arusa, she was Mezana. That means before she got married, these Edom came already, before she had Nesu'in. So then, the halach is, Soikon Oysa HaPesach Sha'arir. Bo'la Edom Vesavia. She's in some Vesavia. Soikon Oysa HaPesach Sha'arir. The halach is that she gets Skila HaPesach Sha'arir. Because that's what the pasuk says. The pasuk says, "Ki yeh naira besula ma'irasa leish amatzah ish beir v'shachav ima." It says, "Vaytseisim eshneim ashara ira yuskaltem v'isam v'avanu v'mesu." So you see, you bring them to the shara ir. By the parasha of Moitzi Shemra, it says, "Emes haya adav azel l'nimsu besula naira vaytzius naira pesach v'savia." But here it's al shara ir. And the Rishonim explained, the Ritva explains that the tzegzeres hakasa. What's the reason? The reason is because you want to, after the Nesu'in, we want to show that she was Mezana while she was Beveis Aviyah, therefore we give her skill of Beveis Aviyah. Masha Inkain, if the Edom came while she was Beveis Aviyah, before Nesu'in, everyone knows already that's what his Nus was, and therefore you can do a Pesach Sha'arir. And the third halach is, Sarcha Levseif Bagra Tidom Mechenek. If she was Mezana while she was Arusa, Beveis Aviyah, and then she became a Begeres, she's not a Naira anymore, when it came time to give her the Gemara Din, Tamisa already, she was a Begeres. So halacha is that she gets chenek. And what's the reason? Shila is bringing this price and saying the reason is like this. Because since if she's a Mizana right now, she's a Begeres already, it's not Chayev Skila. Because the only way you Chayev Skila is you have a lot of different tanoim. She has to be a Naira that has Arusa, that's a Besula. And those are three things. We'll see there's another halacha later on in the parak about that should be no Mesira L'chuppah even, Baal Kapanim, she has to be still a Naira. And here she's a Begeres already. So she was on it right now, she would get the Chenek. So the same thing, since she turned the Begeres before the Gemara Din, she doesn't get Skila, even though she did Daveri while she was a Naira. She does not get Skila, she gets Chenek. That's the halacha of the last halacha of the Brisa, Sarcha of Seif Bagra to the Mechenek, and it's based on the halacha. Since if she was Mezana now, she would get Chenek. Therefore, even though she was Mezana while she was a Naira, before she was a Geres, still, since the Gemara Din is now, she gets Chenek. Lememra. So what state in this Brisa, according to Shila's version of the Brisa, the Chalecha Dishtani Gufa, Shtani Ketala. Anytime her Guf changes, that means she became a Geres now, so her Chiyav Misa changes. While she was Mezana while she was a Naira Hamarasa, so really she should get Skila. Since the Gemara didn't happen after her Guf changed already, the Chiyav Misa changes as well. For a minimum, as your kasha, it says in a brisa, naira hamarasa shizinsa, naira hamarasa that was mezana umishe bagra haitzila shemra, and she got married, and then she was a begeres, and her husband was moitzi shemra. So it depends. In a case where it was proven the husband was wrong, so really he should get malchus and pay 100 sela. But lemaisa, since she's a begeres, who ain't a leika ve'ain no samei sela. Since she was a begeres for the time the husband was Moitzi Shemra, the loch is, there's no Malkus, there's no Mayasela, because the Pasuk says, Dafka Naira, not a Begeres. Now, what about if it's true? The loch is, He v'zoymeh makdimel beis haskila. They get skila. First of all, as a kasha, which makes no sense. He v'zoymeh zakadaitach. It's not possible to be both. If she's getting skila, there's no Edom Zaymim. Say, Allah, oi zoymeh makdimel beis haskila. Either her, or the zoymeh, legabi, the chi of Misa, we're assuming it's a chi of skila. So what do you see in this Braisa? You see in this Braisa, the Echanami, regarding to 100 Selah and Malkus, since the Moitzi Shemra happened after she was a Begeres, so we understand there that there she's a Begeres, there's no halacha of Malkus or Mea Selah. But regarding the skila, since she was mezana while she was a naira, she gets skila, and it's a kasha on the brisa that Shiloh just brought down that you get chenek, because right now she's in a matziv that she's a vegeres, and therefore she's chayiv chenek. And here you see that even in the case of mishabagra, the loch is you get skila, so it's a stira. Amarava, it's not a stira. There's a difference in the two cases. The case of Shila is she never got married. She was mezana while she was a naira hamorasa of arusa, and she's still arusa now. She became a begera, so we're saying changes the chenek. But she ain't gained the case that arises is a mitzvah shemra. Why is that different? Amarava mitzvah shemra ka'amitz shani mitzvah shemra the chiddushu. Mitzvah shemra is a chiddush because even though her din changed, still she gets skila. Why? The hanichas alachop of loy nivela ba'alma. In a regular case, we had a mitzvah shemra, someone who is nichnas alachopa even before bia even. She gets chenek. And still, every mitzvah shemra, which is a case where she's past the chuppah already, and still we say she gets skila. So what do you see? You see, by mitzvah shemra, it's in the first of pasuk, that even though her din changed, and now she's already married, when she's married already, if she's mezana now, she would get chenek, still she gets skila. Why? Because we go basar when she's mezana. So therefore we understand, also the guy with begeris, even though she became begeris now, so even though now she's a begeris, she should be chayiv, chenek out begeris, but since she was zana while she was a naira, she's chayiv, because we find by mitzvah shemra such idea that even though something changed, which means her didn't change through the nesu and still she gets skila, same thing if she's a begeris now, but also she'll still get skila, like since she did it while she was a naira. In the case of Shila was, there was no mitzvah shemra there. It wasn't a case of nesu'in. It's a regular case. Sarcha b'say bagra. Maybe there, if it's a shtani, it's a shtani the kedala. So therefore, Rava Tani is not a kasha on this brisa. Omle Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yishua l'Rava. What do you mean? It's still going to be a kasha. Dilmaki chadash rachmana. Where did the Torah be mechadish? That mitzvah shemra, even though her din changed, she still got skila. Hechel shtani gufa. That's only when her gufa didn't change. Av hechel shtani gufa. But after a guf changes, there you don't say it's a special chiz mitzvah shemra, and still you see in the brisa that even though she became begeres, she still gets skila. So then it's a kash on shila. Don't tell me mitzvah shemra is different. Mitzvah shemra is different with regards to changing her din. Regarding even though usually an asua gets chenek, but here she gets a skila. So that's only regarding the din that changed. She came in the suah. Masha'inkel gavishtani gufa, who said mitzvah shemra is any different? And since you see in the braisa that mitzvah shemra, that she came in begera, she still gets skila. So what's pshat? In shila's halacha, sarfal b'soif bagra, the mitzvah, she was a mezana, while she was a naira, she should get skila. So it's a kasha. Ela amar nachma yitzchak. You're right, it's a good kasha. And we have here a braisa that says not like shila, but we'll say it's a b'chagas tanoim. What's the name? It's the Mishnah Hari. It's the Tanan. The halach is regarding a chatos that a regular yochid that does avera that's chayav a chatos, he brings a nekeva, either a kispa or a seira, either a sheep or a goat that's a nekeva. That's what a regular yochid a hedyot brings for a karban chatos. There's a difference on nasi, which is a melech, or mashuach, which means a kohen gadol. They bring a different carbon. A Nasi brings a Sayer, which is a Zachar, and a Meshuach brings a par for a Chatas. That's the halacha, that a Kohen Gadol brings a par. So they have a different carbon than a regular Hedyot. So what's the halacha of Chatu, Zakta Mishnah? Achlo Nismanu. They did a Vera, that's Chayav a Chatas, let's say 8 Chelev, before they got appointed to be a Melech or a Kohen Gadol, and then Vinismanu, Harein Kedoidis. Since they did the Vera while they were Hedyot, they bring a carbon of a Hedyot. They bring a Nekeva. Rav Shimon Omer, it depends. If they found out about this chiyuv before they became appointed to the melech or kohen gadol, chayavim, then the chiyuv was chal already. The chiyuv on the carbon of yachid was chal, and they bring in a keva. Mishnismanu, if they only find out, only realize their mistake after ready their kohen gadol or mashuach, they're potter. They are potter from a carbon because now they're ready, not a hedid anymore. So they more wanted a taina. That the Tanakama holds that even by Ishtani, you go basar mikara, the time of the Avera, and that's why you would get Skila. Mashenkin Shila, who says that change is going according to Rav Shimon. That's the Gemara wants a time. Right, the Gemara, Ema, the Shemila, Rav Shimon, the Ozol, Af Basi Adia. All you see from Rav Shimon is that he holds that in order to be Chayav Echatos, you have to be in the same Matziv, Bishasta Avera and Bishasta Adia. So and therefore you're part in such a case, because since Bishas the Avera you are headed, and now you're a Kohen Gadol. So since you're not the same person by the Avera and the Adiyah, so then you don't bring any carbon. That's what you see. You see, but the Ozal Basi Adiyah, Lo Ozal Basi Chata Mishamalei, you don't see he just goes Basi Adiyah alone. Because if that was the case, if you went Basi Adiyah alone, like Sheila saying, Yediyah alone, which means Basa now, and you get a Chenek, if that was the case, Imkain Lasi Karbon Ki Hashta Ki Dahashta Mashuach Parvin Asi Sar. If Rav Shimon was saying that Ashtani Gufa means you get the din of now, do you know what the Lachos Shvi is? You should bring a carbon chatos of a Mashuach, or a carbon chatos of a Nasi, which is a Sa'ir and a Par. That's what you should bring. Mashuach should bring a Par, Nasi should bring a Sa'ir. Elamai, he's no Shaykhis. He holds that you have to have the same person, it has to be the same B'shas, the Aveir, and the Adiyah. It's a different halachah. There's no Shaykhis to Shila saying. So it's Shver. We have a stira on Shila from a Braisa. So the Maharsha answers, Omle Rav Yechonon Tana. Rav Yechonon said to the Tana, Tani Tidoin Beskila. You change the three midas. The third midas, instead of saying Tidoin Bechenek, it says Tidoin Beskila. That's what it says. That Allah is Sarchov, Seif Bagra, you still get Skila because the Maharsha did the Avera while she was a Naira Hamarasa, not a Begaris. I faith the student of Betzes M. Cain. There's no three midas anymore. All three cases getting skila. The first two, the difference was skila beves avia and skila or skila pesach shara'ir. That if it's found out after she gets married, so then the edom come. Then you get the skila of pesach avia. And if the edom come before she gets married, the skila is pesach shara'ir. But sarchov said bagro tidum skila same halacha. What are we maisa? What's the third midah? So the student of Betzes, in such a case, you'll get. You'll get the skila bebezdin. You'll get skila bebeis haskila in the place where you give skila, chutz leir. That's where you'll get skila. That's where you'll get skila. Why? That much ustani gufa helps for that. Hakapam. Those are three midas. And coming out, taka shila is wrong from the brayso. Now zok the gemara v'amai. What's taka pshat l'maisa? What's taka pshat that shila is wrong l'maisa ustani gufa? And right now she's a begera, so why is she getting a skila? She's getting chenek. V'amai. So tomorrow it says in the pasuk, Naira hamara samrachmana. The part of kasha. V'amai naira hamara samrachmana v'hai begera. So why is she getting a skila? It says naira hamara and she's a begera. Amram v'loyam akra ha naira shoyz akvari. Dashin the pasuk that says ha naira. The pasuk says v'emasa yadava le'nim tzu b'shul le'naira. It's you as ha naira al pesach v'esavia skolua. It says ha naira shoyz akvari. That teaches us that since she was a Naira, that's enough. And Taisa speaks out there, Maschah HaNaira, Umahaka Shemina Zak Taisa, Chol Hecha Deshtani Gufa, Lo Yishtani Ktala, the Basim Mikara Zina. This is the Makar. They go Basim Mikara, and you don't say, Ishtani Gufa, Ishtani Ktala, and therefore, even though now she's a Begara, she gets skillless, and she did that very while she's a Naira Hamarasa. Only Rachin Rabbi, Yachim, Milkin Ami Lokim, Eisal Ami Shalim. It's in the Brisa that if she's a Begara, by the time he's Maitzi Shemra, so if he's wrong, and it was just a shemra, he does not get malchus, he doesn't pay a hajjusela. Why not? Starshin, hanaira, naira shesekvar. So amalei, rachmonis lomai daita. I don't know what you're talking about. Yikasha no yikasha. So adrava, he says back then, rachmonis lomai daita doch, Hashem should save us from your das. The time I was takapshat. What's the difference between the Meya Sela and the Malkus, which is saying you're potter since she's a begaris? Mashainkin, the Gavis Skilo, we assume she's we go buster the naira amarasa. A naira shayekvar on mitzvah avim pasul tarez. We spoke about before on mitzvah avim. We tamer rav yitzvah abba zu maaseh garmala v'zeh kimas vasav garmala. The chi of skila, the chi of misa comes from her meisim. Her meisim were when she was a naira. V'zeh and the chi of malchus and meya selah v'zeh kimas vasav garmala. It happened from his crooked mouth. It happened from his mitzvah shemra. Zuma said Garmala because she's a naira zanai. When she was a zana, she was a naira. Zakim is fasav Garmala imus kamachayev. When are you machayev? From Maitre Shemra, he's shaita. Right now, when you're a begeris, but he's shaita begeris havoy. Now, right now, you're a begeris. Therefore, you're potter. So that's why it's chaluk. The guy Maitre Shemra and the chi of Malkus and the chi of Hondrasela, the maisa, he did the maisa avera while she was a begeris already, and that's potter because it says naira marasa. Mashenya skila, she was mazana while she was naira marasa. So she gets skila even though now she's a begeris. She's now a begaris. With Arshin, Hanaira, Hanaira Shayakvar. Mai says she was a Naira then, and she did Avera then. Therefore, she is Chayiv Skila, and not like the way she learned Shila, learned the Brisa, that he said Chenek, because right now she would be Chayiv Chenek if she was Mazana because she's begaris. We go Basta before, and not like Shila, like Rabbi Yochanan said, you get Skila.